Track 8. Continue in the same direction, south, on Mulberry Street, until you reach Canal Street. It was named for a canal dug in the early 1800s to drain a large pond, the Collect Pond, which was located near here. Pause the tour until you reach Canal Street. Stop on Canal Street and look around. You are entering Chinatown, formed in the 1870s when Chinese workers, after helping to build the Transcontinental Railroad, faced increasing anti-Chinese violence in the West and fled to the eastern United States. By 1890, 2,000 Chinese, mainly men, lived here in a bachelor society. Why was that? In 1882, Congress had passed the Chinese Exclusion Act, the first immigration law to restrict entry into the United States based on ethnicity. Until its partial repeal some 60 years later during World War II, very few Chinese were allowed to come to America. Most of those already in the country remained bachelors because U.S. law prohibited Chinese single women or wives and children from emigrating to America. Now cross Canal Street and walk slowly in the same direction on Mulberry Street. Stop midway. Look around. As a historical detective, make notes of several things that look different here when compared to the previous streets, including a list of the Asian countries or places that you see on the signs and shop windows. As you can see, Chinatown is no longer just Chinese. Many other Asian groups from other countries have also come to the U.S. after 1965, following the removal of racist restrictions against Asian immigration. Some Chinese immigrated to other Asian countries, such as Vietnam and Malaysia, before coming to the United States and opening some of the businesses and restaurants you see here. These layers of new immigrants mean that a vital, thriving, and very crowded neighborhood continues to exist here. Walk into one of the food shops. There are many to choose from. As you did in DiPaolo's, notice who's shopping and who's working. Make some notes about the food on display. Ask the name of a fish or a vegetable that you've never seen before. Having been in an Italian food store and a Chinese one, jot down some differences and similarities between what the two ethnic groups eat. The newly located Museum of Chinese in America is several blocks north of here at 215 Center Street. It would be an excellent place to visit at another time to learn more about the changing faces of Chinatown.